Our story goes back in time a few thousand years. Goes back to Noah. When God commanded Noah to take every living creature, to take pairs of the living creatures, so we have a medrash that says that sheker, lie, came before Noah and requested to enter the ark. And Noah said to the lie, he said, "You can't enter. God told me only to bring in mates, only to bring in pairs. And you're alone. Go find your mate. And if you find the mate, then you could enter my ark." So Noah figured he just got rid of the lie, and after the flood, there'll be no lies in the world. But that wasn't it. So the lie left Noah, the Midrash says, all dejected. And he was wondering, what's he going to do? And he met up with Pachta, the Midrash says. He met up with Harm. And Harm asked the trait of lying, "Where are you coming from?" And the lie said to the Harm, he said to him, "I'm coming from Noah's ark. I heard God's going to create a flood. The world is going to change. The earth is going to be tilted on an axis. And I wanted to save myself from the flood. I wanted to enter the ark. And Noah doesn't let me enter. He says, I have to find a companion. I have to find a mate. And only then will I be allowed. You know what, Pachta? You know what, Harm? Maybe you'll agree to be my mate and we'll marry." And Pachta thought for a minute and said, "You know, I got nothing to lose. If I work together with Lai, then I'll only benefit. But tell me, what will you give me if I agree to your suggestion?" And the Lai says, "I'll give you everything I profit. Everything I make, I'll give you." Good husband. He says he's giving his full salary to his wife. So Pachta agreed. She says, "On condition that you really give me everything you benefit." So they agreed, they married, they came to Noah, and Noah had no choice but to bring them into the ark. After the flood, the land was dry, Noah and his family and everything left the flood, the ark, and Sheker and Pachta left the ark, and then Sheker, the lie, started working, and there were many people around, so it was very easy for him.
This is for the family for May and June.
It was very easy for him to get them to agree to be deceitful. And sometimes people got rich at other people's expense. But whenever people would use lies to benefit in the world, it didn't last for long. Because everything that lies would acquire destruction, Pachta would come and take back, because lies agreed to marry destruction. So the lie came to its mate, to the destruction, to the harm, and said, "How come I'm working so hard? I'm making so much money. And there's always nothing left over. Where is all the wealth?" Right? Classical conversation between husband and wife. So Pachta said, "Wasn't that our deal? That whatever you profit, you give me. So I'm only taking what I rightfully deserve." And at that point, Sheker, the lie, had no answer. That was the deal. And until today, the Midrash says, this is the way it works. The lie and destruction are mates. People can use the lie only to get so far before the lie's mate, which is a destruction, harm, comes and takes what her husband promised her. Now, obviously, this isn't to be taken literally. Lie is a concept. Doesn't have to be saved from the flood. But Chazal tell us this mashal to tell us that a person whose wealth is predicated on lies, is only going to have short-lived success. We live in a world that tries to convince us that the only way to succeed is by lying and cheating and stealing. We have to know it's just the other way around. The mate of sheker, the mate of lies, is pachta, is harm, is destruction. And even if a person is making a profit based on lies, it'll be short-lived, because in the long run, the lies mate, the pachta, the destruction, is going to come and take it.